Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Fresno. Today is Wednesday, October 21st. Today is our radio show, Private Investments and Private Equity Deals, coming straight out of Fresno. Well, today, no show, we're talking about PIPE deals, P-I-P-E deals, which is Private Investment and Private Equity Deals, which is a special purpose vehicle for private investment and private equity deals. We would like to have an open discussion with Fresno Black-owned emerging growth companies to create a capital management contract, which is a CMC, with Fresno Black community and a wealth gap to provide companies with limited access to private capital markets as a one-stop Black investment group chartered under the Investment Company Act of 1940. 3C1 fund, expanding capital formation under the HALOS Act, which is helping angels lead our startup controversies and discussions about Ice Cube contract for Black America. In details, what we're getting into this show topic about today, it's just addressing some of the wealth inequalities and some of the redlining that we experienced in America today. We're just expecting, you know, for us to step up and to address some of these issues that is, you know, affecting the Black community as a whole. But the contract for Black America is pretty controversial because Ice Cube originally had a discussion with the Biden campaign, and they wasn't really ready to, you know, step to the table on that. So then he gets had a dialogue and a conversation with the Trump campaign, who was willing to hear what contract Black America was, and ended up, you know, making some changes to their campaign to address some of the things that Ice Cube was willing to get to the table about it. And what he's basically saying is that those people that are in power are the ones that is going to be able to make this change in this contract for Black America. But basically what we're saying is to have a contract management, a capital management contract here with the, you know, Fresno Black community leaders to address some of the wealth gaps and the racial inequalities that we're having here. If there's any callers out there today, we'd love to get your input and, you know, hear some of your thoughts on what we're discussing here today, which is a contract, capital management contract, which is similar to the contract for Black America. We're talking about this Black investment group that's chartered under the Investment Company Act of 1940 here in Fresno. You know, we came a long way, and there's still a long way, and there's still a lot of things to address here before we can actually reach, you know, economic equality here. But Contract America is very, very, very interesting. It's I believe it's over 30 pages long. We're going to go ahead and actually, you know, look into what is a contract for Black America and what is their are addressing here shortly. But I believe it's something that, you know, we really don't have that discussion very much, but we should have that discussion because, you know, it's addressing, you know, a lot of inequalities, you know, that we have here because the contract with Black America was designed to start a hard conversation. It was made to be perfected, but Ice Cube actually, you know, met with a lot of educated people. He just didn't wake up overnight and say, hey, I just want to have an idea and come up with a contract for Black America. You know, he sought out a lot of educated people to get this contract. And basically, you know, what we were going back and highlighting on, that it was made to be perfected and debated. And there was, you know, requesting a lot of comments and suggestions on how they can create a better contract with America that will help create a better and more perfect union. What we're saying here is a capital management contract here in Fresno is you know, we want to, you know, make it also to be perfected and debated, and also is open for comments and suggestions on how we can improve and make this Black investment group here in Fresno, you know, better for the community as a whole. There's a lot of people, you know, on board and supporting what Ice Cube is doing. But then there's also a lot of negativities here. And there's always, you know, with anything that we do, you know, we are going to face criticism here. Just like in Fresno, you know, we also face criticism and barriers to economic equality, as well as not being, you know, left behind. But, you know, right now, you know, this coronavirus is still plaguing our communities, affecting our retail and our restaurant businesses. And, you know, there isn't a lot of government support and help. So our capital management contract is really aiming to raise money from outside investors, and for us to be able to be self-sustaining. But we need to have a, you know, representation, just like in the contract for Black America, leading reform, federal funding, Federal Reserve, finance and oversight. I believe those are, you know, the key components of the CB contract for Black America, CBA, as well as FCC licensing and the Black responsibility. I believe if we, you know, talk about the Black responsibility, you know, that right there is where everything wraps into everything. And I believe, you know, we have to have our full accountability, you know, for ourselves and change our mindset and how we treat each other and how we, you know, able to put the past behind us and move forward. Because if we live in the past, stay in the past, then, you know, we won't be able to think forward and really have a vision for our future. And I think a lot of that comes with a lot of animosity against each other, which is the strategy of the conquer and divide. You know, we must not be divided, you know, for hundreds of years and continue to be in that divided mindset and, you know, not being able to support one another and make amends to, you know, the wrongs and you know, the hatred or the animosity and, you know, the likes and the dislikes and, you know, personal favoritism. We have to look at what is going to be best for the community as a whole.